This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, the last week has featured a collision of the State Department of Education and the Attorney General's office. It goes back to the board's decision not to allow legislators into executive sessions of the board's meetings.
June 27th was the first meeting at which the board refused to allow a legislator, Senator Mary Boren, a Democrat from Norman, into an executive session. The board did the same thing July 31st, when it allowed three legislators, Boren, Representative Jacob Rosecrans, another Norman Democrat, and Representative Mike Osborne, an Edmond Republican, into executive session, but only briefly, to explain why they believe they should be permitted to attend. On that meeting's agenda was an item for members to vote on whether legislators would be allowed into executive sessions. That item was tabled and no action taken. And Representative Osborne then requested the Attorney General's opinion.
Attorney General Drummond issued an opinion Wednesday that construed an almost 50-year-old statute to require governing boards and commissions to allow certain lawmakers to attend their executive session. Sean, the opinion appeared straightforward, but the state board took exception to it. What is their argument?
Kara Nicholas, who serves as counsel to the board members, argued the opinion effectively eliminated the board members' ability to receive privileged information from their attorneys since lawmakers would be present in the executive sessions. Sarah LaPack, a board member who is also an attorney, agreed. LaPack said, under Drummond's opinion, executive sessions, quote, likely are not actually a confidential session, end quote.
They are making legal arguments to support their opposition, but it also raises the question of why the board wants to exclude legislators from executive sessions now. What do the legislators want to know that the board appears to not want them to know?
Most executive sessions deal with the suspension or revocation of teaching certificates, the reasons for which are enumerated in laws passed by the legislature. Boren wanted to attend the June 27th executive session because the board was discussing the case of Summer Boymier, the Norman teacher whose teaching certificate was revoked at Thursday's meeting. LaPack said the discussions often involve information about students and teachers that should be kept confidential. But some do not. At that same June 27th meeting, for example, where Boren was not allowed to attend the executive sessions, the board discussed appeals under the state's open transfer policy, another statute passed by lawmakers and signed into law by the governor.
Shifting gears, the new state grocery tax cut takes effect August 29th. Now, operationally, how will that cut be reflected by merchants, and how will consumers know whether their bill is correct?
Merchants are responsible for making the necessary adjustments to make sure the appropriate tax is applied. So consumers are going to have to look at their receipts to be certain that is the case. In Norman, for example, the combined state and local sales tax rate is 8.75%. So the sales tax on groceries will drop to just 4.25%. And that applies only to groceries to be consumed at home, not for prepared foods and that available at restaurants. If consumers have questions, they can visit the Oklahoma Tax Commission's website, oklahoma.gov/tax.
The primary runoff election is Tuesday. What races are you watching most closely?
Yes, there are three current incumbents who failed to win their primary election in June and face a runoff on Tuesday. House District 32 involving House Appropriations and Budget Chair Kevin Wallace, House District 98 with Representative Dean Davis, and Senate District 3 involving Senator Blake Stevens. Tuesday's primary runoff will determine whether those three lawmakers have an opportunity to continue their legislative service or not.
And of course, we'll be watching all of that on Tuesday night. Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
New from The Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.